Blog Talk Radio.
Is it all right if we just have a little church tonight? I know it's Wednesday night, but can we just have church like it's Sunday morning? Anybody believe God is worthy of praise tonight? Hallelujah. We're going to sing an old traditional song of the church tonight. Everybody just shout praise him. Come on, let's lift it up fire tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Praise him. That's it. Lift it up tonight, church.
Jesus,
blessed Savior,
blessed
Savior, we declare that
he's worthy.
Hallelujah. Come on, declare that again, church, everybody. Praise. That's what we've come to do.
Praise.
We've come to lift up the name of Jesus.
Praise.
Hallelujah, yes we do. We pray. Call his name Jesus. Blessed Savior. Anybody know that he's worthy? He's worthy to be praised. Come on. From the rising of the sun. The scripture says. From the rising of the sun until the flowing down of the sun. Hallelujah. Yes. The name of the Lord is worthy. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He's worthy
to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. Come on, declare it again. From the rising of the sun. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun until the morning. The name of the Lord is worthy. Yes, he is.
Jesus is worthy.
He's worthy.
Worthy.
Worthy. Worthy. Come on, let's go. From the rising of the sun. Yeah. Until the morning. We turn. To the morning. He's been good to you.
Praise
so he's worthy tonight. Yes, he is.
Praise
oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Call his name.
Jesus.
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 Jesus. Come on, let's come on and shift this atmosphere.
Jesus.
Somebody call the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
He is King of Kings.
Jesus.
And he is the Lord of Lords.
Jesus.
He's the everlasting Father.
Jesus.
He is the great I am.
Jesus.
He's the Prince of Peace.
Jesus.
Mighty, mighty is our God. Somebody knows him as a healer.
Jesus.
Somebody knows him as a provider.
Jesus.
Somebody knows him as a keeper.
Jesus.
Somebody knows him as protection.
Jesus.
Power in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Deliverance in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Salvation in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Whatever you need tonight,
Jesus.
I dare you, call the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Watch the
Watch the devil flee. At the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess. That Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
I've learned since we've been doing this thing that God get the glory. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank him how he wake us up and start out on us on our way, because it was him who the one that made this day out of reality. It was his grace, his love, his mercy, because no one could say they did so good on yesterday that he allowed them to be here today. I just thank God for his sweet spirit. I thank him for what he's about to do, even in this service. I'd like the brother to praise him. You got to praise him no matter whatever you're going through. Praise the Lord. Everything is not going to go your way. If it did, we'll be some spoiled little children running around here. But I thank God for his strength. I thank God for his mercy. We are here, and we're thanking him, and we're going to set aside and be quiet, and Brother Randy said he has a word for us this morning, and Brother Randy, if you're ready, you can hit that one button. If you can't, you know, you can text me if you can't hit that button, because we really believe that the Holy Spirit is here. Amen. Brother Randy?
Top of the morning, my brother. Top of the morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Glad to be alive.
There you go.
Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. I've been, Reverend Brian, I've been really doing some study in the book of Romans, chapter 8.
All right.
I came across one pastor say that that's the greatest book in the Bible. The greatest chapter in the Bible, Romans 8.
Mm-hmm.
He said you can, it don't matter what you're going through in your life, you can go to Romans 8 and get some doctrine on it.
All right. Now.
In Romans 8, you know, Paul gave you doctrine, but he also gave you duty. So he tells you what the word says. But you are obligated. You have a duty to do it. In Romans.
All right.
Now, you know, I've read it time to time again, Reverend Brian. But as I read it this morning, it you know, it always hit a little different when you got the Holy Spirit on you, and when you got the Holy Spirit in the midst. I just thank God for the platform this morning, I thank God for God's plan. I thank God for you brothers, you sisters that's on the line. I thank God that he woke us this morning. I thank God that he saw fit to bring us all together, gathered on one occasion, on one accord, to lift his name up. Because we know if his name be lifted up, he would draw all men into thee.
Yes.
And I just want to, I got a little problem with my phone here, so I'm praying it don't go dead. I'm praying that it hold on, but I ain't got phone charger with me this morning. But we just going to let the Holy Spirit have his way. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you that you saw fit to bring us all together on one accord this morning, Lord, to serve you and worship you. So I ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that not my will, but let your will be done. Remove anything that's not in your liking right now, God. Have your way on God's plan this morning. Touch every man and woman under the sound of my voice. Bless them. Bless their finances, oh God. Bless them spiritually and mentally, oh God. Help them grow and be strong in you. Strong soldiers for Christ in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch us. Touch us, touch us, touch us. So I'm just praying that the meditation of my man's words in my mouth be acceptable in thy sight right now, God. Oh, I'm praying that you let it flow off my tongue like the rivers of living water right now. Let your Holy Spirit rule, rest, and abide.
Yes,
Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, and thank God. I won't be long this morning, brothers. Romans 8. Romans 8. Romans 8. And we're going to jump into it for a minute. But I heard an old pastor say, I believe he preached 51 sermons off Romans, just Romans 8 alone. Reverend Brian. Then another pastor said he preached 27 sermons off just off Romans 8 alone. Help me, Holy Spirit. He preached 27 sermons just off Romans chapter 8 alone.
My.
Since I've been reading, I'm truly believe this is the greatest chapter in the Bible.
Wow.
This is the greatest chapter in the book. Because it's some meat, like you said, some meat on this bone, right?
Jesus Christ.
It's some meat on this bone. But I'm going to get off into it. I'm reading out the New International Version of the Bible.
Good book.
And it reads like this: may God be in the blessing of his word. Listen, the spiral's on the way with me because I'm going all the way down, Reverend Brian. But just, you know, cut me off in the spirals as we go. It reads like this: therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life, has set you free from the law of sin and death. It says, for what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the flesh but according to the Spirit. Now, Paul giving us doctrine right here, right? Help me with the Spirit. He's giving us doctrine right here. He's telling us what the Word is saying. He's telling us what we need right here. He's giving us doctrine. My God. Listen to what he read like. Those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires.
Come on now.
What the flesh wants. See, that flesh wants. Remember, you heard me say a while ago, we want everything that's no good for us, that's what we desire. Help me, Holy Spirit. Even some food. Like, we don't even like the food that's healthy for us. We want the food that ain't no good. We want the bucket of fried chicken. We want the macaroni.
Oh,
cheese.
Lord.
We want the
healthy
with this, brother. We want all the things that's no good for us. My God, my God. We want things that no good for us. We don't want the vegetables. You know, the stuff that's supposed to be good for us, it ain't no good to us. It don't taste good. Listen to what it really like. Those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires.
Uh-oh.
But those who live according with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death. But the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. See, we got to live by the Spirit. I want to get off into the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Oh, help me with this, brother. Reverend Brian, help me. The ministry of the Holy Spirit.
Come on with it.
Because it's Paul telling us, he giving us doctrine, but he also giving us duty, what we need to do. He telling us that the mind governed by the flesh is dead. It's dead to you. It's death. But the... It says, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. Listen to what it really like. It says, the mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's hostile to God. It's hostile to God. Reverend Harry, did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Hostile to
yeah.
God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. My God, my God, my God. Those who are in the redeem of the flesh cannot please God.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Paul giving us some doctrine, but he giving us duty too, Reverend Brian. Reverend Henry, he giving us doctrine, he giving us what he say, but he also giving us what we need to do. He say we can't. Help me, Holy Spirit. He say we cannot, if we living by the flesh, please God.
Wow.
We cannot please God if we live by the flesh. Oh, he said the flesh is hostile to God, right? He said the flesh is death. We cannot please God if we living by the flesh.
Wow.
My God. Listen to what it reads like. Listen to what it reads. I'm almost done. Get out the way, brother. It says, you, however, are not in the redeem of the flesh, but are in the redeem of the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God lives in you, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Do the Spirit of God live in y'all, brothers? My God. My God. Indeed, if the Spirit of God lives in you, how do you know the Spirit of God lives in you? When you wake up and do God's plan every morning, or when you seek God, help me, on a day-to-day basis, Reverend Brian. When you call on his name when you in a time of need and you know he's going to answer and he's going to deliver you and he's going to heal you when you're sick and he's going to bring you through. He's going to be an umbrella when a storm comes. Help me with this, brother. When things going on, when you got hell in your life, you can lean on God. That's how you know you got God's spirit. It is what it is like. You, however, are not in the redeem of the flesh, but are in the redeem of the Spirit. It says, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. If anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they don't belong to Christ.
Uh-oh.
They can miss me with all that other junk, right? They don't belong to Christ. They don't got the Spirit. Oh, my. I'm just going to lay it on the table. I'm just going to tell it raw and uncut. They don't belong. Paul giving me doctrine right here. He's telling me what it is. He said they don't belong to Christ if they don't got the Spirit, Reverend Brian.
Yeah.
My God.
So can I do this?
Come on,
you got some beat on this bone here. I was looking at that scripture, right? I was looking at that, Brother Man, and I'm just going to back up one scripture. It says, so then, they are in the flesh, cannot please God. You hear what I'm saying? So then, yeah. they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
Cannot please God.
You know, first thing out of a man's mind, I'm just a man.
Mm, 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 mm.
I'm just a man. You know? But the Bible says, if you in that flesh, you can't please God. So once you say you got the Holy Ghost like Randy said, once you say you got the Holy Ghost like Randy said, oh, watch it. Well, he's been reading out of the book of Romans 8, you let you know that you out of tune with the Spirit. He said, if you of corner minded persons, spiritual things should be superseded, not the corner minded. You know, if you love God, let me leave you alone. When I say this, guilty.
Come on, I need this.
There'll be some guilty there, man. Somebody guilty to say I did wrong. Somebody, you just can't just be. If you say you got God, you can't just keep living in the flesh. In the flesh. Let me leave you alone, Reverend. I say this here. So, because the Holy Spirit is a convicting thing. It ain't also about somebody running, turning, flips in the church and hollering every time. The Holy Spirit it comforts you, it reminds you, and it teaches you all things. So it ain't teaching you to stay in no flesh. Oh, heaven. It teaches you to fight against that flesh. Come on, Randy.
My God. I would step back up. Two steps. Listen to what he's like.
Uh-huh.
Romans 8, I'm in verse 9. It says, you, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit. Uh-huh. If indeed the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ.
Wow.
But if Christ is in you, Reverend Brian, because I know he is, praise God. Brother Reverend Harry, I know he is. Oh, then even though your body is subject to the death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit's meat. Like you said, it's meat on this bone right here, bro. It says, although, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, although, but if Christ live in you, Reverend Brian, I'm putting your name right there. Even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. Help me, Holy Spirit, because of righteousness, Reverend Brian. It says, and if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, if the Spirit, I would say that one more time, Reverend Harry. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body because of his Spirit who lives in you. Oh, Paul telling us something with that, Reverend Brian. He telling us something now. He telling us something. He giving us doctrine, but we got a duty. We can't live by the flesh. We got to have the Spirit in us.
Oh, help us.
We can't live. Listen to 11, though. I want to get that in the King James version.
I
want to hear that in the King James.
It reads like this. I don't know who got a little noise. It's a little noise creeping in sometimes. Watch this here. He said, but if the Spirit of man that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwells in you. I like that. Reverend,
I like it.
You know what I love about that, Brandon? Because if God is in you, the faith that we have that God raised up Jesus, that same thing should be in us to know that at the end of it all, Reverend, and sisters and brothers, that we'll be waking up just like him as he came out the grave. Saying God raised him was going to raise us up. And I really believe, I was telling them yesterday, Reverend, and sisters and brothers, I was saying, the Bible said this here now. He said the dead in Christ will rise first. You hear me? He said those who are remain here will meet them in the air and we take it so simplistically. We keep it so simple.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, I told them, I really believe, I don't care if I'm in the grave or remain here. I just want to meet him in the air. Why did I say that? Because if you don't, judgment will come in another way to you. Judgment will come that you, all your works, if you didn't repent from it, you will be lifted up hell. So if you meet him in the air, he calls you his friend. So he welcomes you in because of his blood. Let me leave you alone, man.
My God, my God.
That's what did it. His blood.
Yeah. Well, guess what, everybody? I gave you 1 through 11 for free, right? Now, I'm at charge 12 through 17. I'm at charge 12 through 17.
Got on.
I'm at charge 12 through 17. Listen, what it read like right here. I told you we got a duty, right? Now he gave us doctrine. He gave us what we supposed to do on paper. Help me, Holy Spirit. We got a duty to do those things. This is what it reads like. Oh, it's some meat.
Come on with
it. Some meat.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation. Listen to this. The duty. Listen to how we got it. He said we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh. Live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die.
Uh-huh.
He didn't sugarcoat it or nothing right here. Listen to what he's saying right here. I will read that one more time, brothers. Uh-huh. It says, therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation. But it is. Good God. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's like telling somebody. That's like telling you, we know we can't predict the future. We don't know what's going to happen and everything. But that's something like somebody telling you, hey, if you step off that curb, you're going to get hit by a bus. Oh, my God. Somebody telling you if you get on that airplane, it's gonna go down in the sea and crash, and serious about it, and got some, you know how certain people, like I got certain people in my life, when they tell me something, I stand and believe it and I stand on it. That's like somebody telling you that a person that you really truly believe in. Telling you something that's unbelievable, but you know it's believable if it's coming from them. My God, my God, my God.
Brother Randy, I hate this man, but it's a word he used. He said shell. He said shell. You know, shell don't mean maybe, it should. It's shell.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at it in English language, it's plain. But it means it's going to happen, Doc. It's not going to be no
happen.
Maybe it happened. Should it happen? He said, shale. So let's look at that word. Shale means that it's an absolute. It's an absolute, Doc.
Yeah.
Shale, Doc.
You shale, Doc. Listen, what are you? I'm going to get all out the way in 1 second, brother. Let's. I'm going to go back. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation. But it is not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Oh, you got to make a decision. Do you want to live or die, brother? Help me, Holy Spirit. Do you want to live or die? He's giving us duty right here, Reverend. He gave us duty right here. He said, you want to live or die. Paul said, you want to live or die. My God. This is what it reads. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you receive your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. It just feels good to be one of his children, right?
Oh, yeah.
It feels good to be one of God's children. Listen to what he's saying. Now if we are children, then we are heirs and heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his suffering in order that we may also share in his glory. My. See, this Romans 8 is something else. When I read it, every time I read it, it give me something else.
All right, now.
I can't make this up. That old pastor say he preached 27 sermons this off Romans 8.
That's good.
27 different sermons.
That's good.
On what's going on in your life that you can go to Romans 8.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
My God. May God be blessed of his word, brother. That's all I got this morning. We can respond on the floor, but that's all I got this morning. He Paul giving us doctrine, but he also giving us duty in Romans.
Thank
8
you, brother.
Right here.
Thank you, brother. That's a beautiful lesson. You know, there's a charge to keep, man. We just thank you for your study habit. We thank you for God giving you that word to bring it to us this morning to start our day off and our week off, because the living in the spirit, you know, to know that the spirit of God is dwelling inside of you. That same spirit that raised God, his son up, you woke up with it, you know what I'm saying? So we thank you, brother, for that, man. Thank you for the lesson, because it was tight, but it's right. You know what I'm talking about? I still say the same thing. When you have the spirit in you, and you know, a lot of folks thinking right now, Remy, but when you have the spirit, there'll be some guilt there, Randy. You know what I'm talking about? Quit playing on folks. You know what I'm talking about? There'll be some guilt there. If you need some help, go to the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? You know, I'm talking about from the pulpit on back to the one that greets you in the door, we all got to fall to our knees and ask God to help us along the days, man. We're not exempt because we know ABC. We ain't more, hard than us because we know too much. Help me, Holy Spirit. You know, to know that you're exposed to something now. You're exposed to something now that we can't walk out the door and say, if he said he's in us, why are we living in the flesh? Why are we so good? We can pick up the flesh and live in it like it's nothing. I'm telling you right now, the Holy Spirit should convict you.
You're right when you say that, Reverend Brian, because, like, I can testify to certain things that, you know, I used to do. I just won't do no more.
There you go.
I just can't do no more. You know, certain people that I used to hang with, I just can't hang, you know. You know, certain things, God took the taste out of my mouth.
There you go.
Nobody says don't happen overnight. Nope, it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to.
No.
You know, we all sin and fall short of the glory of God, as the word tells us. But certain things should convict you, like you said. It should have you. It should make you feel what they call it, some type of way. Help me, Holy Spirit. It should make you feel some type of way.
When you're engaged in
some things that you just know ain't right, you know that, you know, you don't supposed to do it.
If you can sin, Doc, if you can sin without conviction, I'll tell you that devil got you.
If you can sin
and then walk away and it doesn't bother you, you have been fully in control of the adversary in your life. Because when you got God in you, when you have God in you, even when you mess up, man, it might be a few minutes, it might be a day, But somewhere down the line, you're going to repent, Doc. I'm telling you. It's going to come to you. And the closer you get to him, the closer you repent. You know what I'm saying? The closer you walk with God, the closer you find your way. He even hear people's thoughts right now. If you ain't thinking right, you need to be repenting. You know what I'm saying? That's just how God is. You know.
That's it. That's it.
Thank you, brother, man. Thank you.
Praise God, my brother. My God, my God. My glory and honor to God.
You want your brother to get something? You want your brother to get something?
Beautiful. I just want to say good morning.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Randy. Just you confirming so much. You confirming so much in these last days. The Holy Scriptures is confirming so much that we need to make a choice. Which way we gonna go?
I'm gonna tell you,
it's getting tight, we probably don't live our most
time on this world. We done lived it already in this world. We done lived most part of our lives.
Yeah.
It took me to two things.
It took me back to the Garden of Eden when the Most High was giving out sentences to everybody. You know, he gave to Eve pain and childbirth. He gave to Adam work by the sweat of his brow. But between him and the adversary, he was saying, I will put enmity between my seed and your seed. And that's that righteous hatred. And that's what you're saying. That's just going back and forth. And
wow.
That's how we know, you know, who we belong to. Because we don't want to do the works of the flesh. We want to do what's right. And it brought something else to my attention. And the enemy trying to take it from me. In the name of Jesus. Oh, there it is. Thank you, Father, for giving it back to me. That the works that I should be doing is love the Lord with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And you have to have the Holy Spirit. I have to have the Holy Spirit to do that. But then you said, my debt is to love my neighbor as myself, to practice unconditional love, to practice charity, you know, because he said, love the Lord with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, but love thy neighbor as thyself. And so I'm supposed to practice charity. I'm supposed to practice compassion. But this is the one that gets me, because this is the one I thought should have been the easiest is the one that's actually the hardest. Unconditional love for my brother. It sounds easy, but that's the hardest one. I was in sessions yesterday, and the Holy Spirit was saying, this life is not about other people. This life is about you as an individual. Huh? Mm. This life is about me as an individual. I'm supposed to work out my own soul salvation with fear and trembling. So when I see somebody and the Holy Spirit say, show charity, and I don't, that's negative. When I'm supposed to give compassion and I don't, that's negative. When I'm supposed to have unconditional love for my brethren, that's negative. But then I'm supposed to work out my own soul salvation.
Yes.
So this whole thing is about me. It's not about if somebody do me wrong. It's how I'm going to receive the wrong that they did. Because I'm reverse thing almost. Because I got to work it out. But if Reverend Brian don't come against me, how do I know how to work out something? You know what I'm saying?
All right. All right.
So this walk is about me working out
the negative in my life. But I have to have people in my life to work those negatives out.
God bless
you. I know it sounds deep. I know it sounds crazy, but that's, man, I was like, what? That's how I work out my own soul salvation. So people got to come against me. People got to hurt. I have to let people hurt me. People have to hurt me. People have to do me wrong.
My, my, my.
Because if they don't, I don't learn forgiveness. I don't learn compassion. I don't learn charity. I don't learn unconditional love for the brethren. And if I don't go through none of that, then how can I love the Creator? Man, this message was right on time. Thank you, Brother Randy.
The scripture tells us about the that we pick up our cross, you know, and our cross is a burden, you know, and that burden with that cross, the temptation that Jesus took on our sin, you know, that we was tempted, you know, we can't be tempted more than he was. He went to Calvary for all of our sins, you know, and then the burdens he took. The lashes he took, the ridicule he took, you know, like Brother Darrell saying, these things gonna happen when you're walking with the Lord. You're not exempt for it. Okay, how much you pray, how much you read. Matter of fact, if they come into you like that, you ought to be thanking God. You know why? Because if they not, that means you're walking close with them. If they do come, that means God is closer to you than in the adversary. Because if he got you, what is he fighting for you for? He don't want to do nothing for you. He know you're going to wake up and go do your thing, ain't going to even praise him, ain't going to think about him. But when you thinking about him, he going to find things to trap you up. Car got a flat. Need gas. Some kids acting bad. Something going to come, now. You know, it's just how you work through your trials and tribulation. We work through our trials and through prayer and supplication, man. You know, Brother Randy said he didn't know he was going to finish the lesson. Now. He thought the bag was going to finish. You know, you know, tell me what God won't do.
Yes, Lord. Held on. Held on, everybody. It's blinking now, but it held on. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You know, it's always just great with the gathering of the saints, the children of God just praising him and worshiping him at the top of the morning. You know, it's just a beautiful thing, brothers. You know, they say, man, don't go to church. They say, man, don't serve God.
Beautiful lesson. Thank you, Lord. It's a beautiful lesson as God blesses us and blesses our hearts to yearn and long for his spirit, things of God. But many as of that will do that, as many as us that will do that, we realize we are led by the Spirit of God. And it shows evidence that we are his children, we are his sons and his daughters. We are Christ-like and allow the beautiful light to shine so the world can see that there's something peculiar about us. There's something different in it. It calls change. It calls situations to get in line. Oh, get in line, because when we strive after and to be holy and righteous, it causes things to be different. And even it allows strength to be even in our mortal bodies. We thank the Lord for this lesson this morning. He blesses us how we can endure difficult days. As Brother Dell stated, See, there must be a positive and a negative. God gives us a choice. It's not so much in how we what is done unto us, but how the most important part is how do we respond? How do we act after something has been done to us, which shows evidence of the work in us, if you can understand that. If you are put in a situation where you have to endure and show that you have the spirit of patience, then when trouble arises, when you have to have patience and wait on the Lord, it will show manifestation. But if you need a little work on that, God will let you see, I thought I had patience, but he allowed things to happen so you understand, I need a little more praying about that. So it's so beautiful, 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 beautiful lesson today, brother. I'll read a little bit what and Martha sent in. Praise the Lord. Learn to appreciate difficult days. Thank you, Jesus. Learn to appreciate difficult days. Although, thank you, Lord. Beautiful. Although you and your circumstance, thank you, Jesus. Look at that. I just say, although you and your circumstance may change dramatically, thank you, Lord. I remain the same throughout time and eternity. This is the basics of your confidence in my presence. You live and move and have your being. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Isaiah 41. Oh, man, I feel the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 41. Thank you, Jesus. And also Psalms. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 102 and 27. But you remain the same. Your years will never end. Thank you, Lord. Sound like somebody walking after the Spirit, Brother Randy. Hallelujah. Thank you. So do not fear. For I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteousness right hand. That's beautiful. Thank you, Lord, for your strength.
Yeah.
God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. Thank you, Lord. For in him we live and we move and we have our being, as of your own poet said, we are his offering. Acts 17. Thank you, Lord. 27-28. Learning to appreciate difficult things. Also, she gives us, we had no idea. Nothing cost as much as caring, except caring. Oh, Lord. Nothing cost as much as caring, except not caring. Boy, that's a blessing. Think about it. Lord, have mercy. Nothing cost as much as caring, except not caring. Thank you, Lord. When we care about God and be concerned about God, hallelujah.
Yeah.
That he wants. I feel his Holy Spirit, you know. It reminds me of a statement you made one day, Brother Darrell. When is it so serious?
Yes.
When is a soul serious about the Lord? Nothing costs as much as caring, except not caring. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. That's it. Oh, hallelujah. But when you care about the things of God, hallelujah. I believe even our situations are taken care of. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. bringing our friends to Jesus. That's it. Bringing our friends to Jesus. Praying for others is a privilege. Yes, sir. Praying for others is a privilege and a responsibility. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
You know, hey, Brother Derek, it helps me think about the Genesis question that, am I my brother's keeper?
Am I my brother's keeper?
Yes, sir. I feel like if we help each other, you know, you can help me keep myself by praying for me, asking Lord to help him. Lord, give him strength. Lord, have mercy. Lord, help us help one another. Yes, sir. It's a privilege, you know. You know, I may be down and out, and I may me just hear your voice say, hey, brother, everything's going to be all right. You know, encouragement. I know we should encourage ourselves, but how beautiful it is for one to edify another, one to show another some love, one to help, you know, help just because. How beautiful a marriage can be when you start giving just because gift. It don't have to be a special day set aside, but just because. I just wanted to show a little love. So is how we bless one another. You know, ain't nothing going on. But, hey, I just wanted to call and say I love you, brother. And God bless you, you know, just because. Hallelujah. Beautiful. Praying for others is a privilege and a responsibility. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Amy, bringing our friends to Jesus. And he also says we had no idea. And then she said, for us to learn to appreciate difficult days. See, that's how God bless you, Brother Doug. You know, he lets you know that you can appreciate them difficult days. Some people just love the sunshine. But I know for things to grow, it must be a little rain.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I know for flowers, they enjoy that sunshine, but they need a little rain sometimes. They need water, nourishment. Sometimes God allows things just to get you to pray. He allows things to hear your voice. He allows things just for you to surrender and say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I help you. Help me, Lord, as I walk. Help me, Lord. Give me the things that I need. Oh, holy, where I am weak, build me up, Lord. You know, where I need, where I lack in understanding and wisdom, Lord, give it unto me. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That I may, as I bless others, I can bless myself as well. I can lean not to my own understanding. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, but I can godly help others, and as I'm doing that, I'm helping myself as well. Oh, God bless you today. God keep you is our prayer. We're so thankful. It's so wonderful how we see the evidence of when we walk after the Spirit.
Yeah.
We also see the evidence when we walk after the flesh. We feel so far from God. But when we walk after that Spirit, we feel ourselves in His own. We feel Him leading us. We feel Him guiding us. We feel Him taking care of every situation. Even the dark days seem to brighten up when you're in the Spirit. Even the dark days, you can understand and learn how, and you can seek after that light. And when the light comes, the light is justice, because it shines on. Even if the darkness is in us, it'll shine on it and uncover some things and all the situation around it. So we thank God. Thank God today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're at the point of our lesson. Someone want to give thanks or someone want a little prayer? Oh, hallelujah. We at that moment. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Well, looks like
you know, Reverend Henry, the Holy Spirit just spoke when you said sometime the flesh, sometime the spirit. That made me think about Friday when we was reading how God was going back and forth with Jacob between his name, you know, between sometime he called him Jacob, sometime he called him Israel, and. You know, sometimes we have to be called Jacob, and then sometimes he called us Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, like you say, we working in the flesh, and then sometimes we working in the spirit. But just praise be to God that he allows to work in the spirit more than the flesh. But, and this is a beautiful lesson. You're right, Brother Randy. There's a lot in it. The Holy Spirit had given me the other day to write down different names and to begin to call those. Like sometimes you hear me say Most High or Creator, and he had given me verse 15. Romans 8:15, where he say Abba Father. He said you can call me Abba Father. It's in the scripture. Call me Abba. You know. Just different names that's in the scripture. I am that I am, and I thought about that because when he read that, that was one of the names that I was going to start calling it. And believe it or not, when we use these names, it confuses the enemy because he can't use them, so he can't mimic. So, Most High, Creator, Abba, I am that I am, you know. And, so he's got my mind going through the scriptures, searching out these names, what I can call them. So, Brother Randy brought out a lot. You confirmed quite a bit that had been given to me. You confirmed quite a bit, man. I just want to say thank you.
Thank you. Well, no questions. We'll just pray. We'll thank God for his grace, his mercy, his blessing, his revealing. Oh, hallelujah. So him being in attendance with us, we thank God for that. We thank God for how he has brought us, taught us, kept us, led us, protected us. Thank you, Lord. Given unto us even this beautiful day in the name of Jesus. As we pray, Father God, we thank you, Father, for what we have experienced. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for how you have blessed our minds to receive the beautiful things you have for us this day. We ask blessings and protection upon the message and the messenger, Father God. Let it go out, Father God, in the way you intended. Hallelujah. Father God, protect it, that it may be received with a receptible spirit. And Father God, let it muse in our hearts, Father God, to continually walk and seek after you, Father God, to walk after the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that we may be pleasing in thy sight, that we may gain strength for our weakness, that we may walk and be vessels for you, Father God. Continue to let our bodies be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. We say thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name, Father God. Oh, Father God, we continue to pray for all those, Father God, standing in the need of prayer. Some hoping and waiting on healing, Father God, spiritual healing, Father, in the name of Jesus, physical healing in the name, touching of the body, as you touch the heart, hallelujah, and as the flesh wait on this healing, we say thank you, in the name of Jesus, breathe hearts, we pray for, in the name of Jesus, continue to bless, Father God, those that may be missing a loved one. We ask you to comfort them in the name of Jesus. All those, Father God, all your children, we pray for. And even we pray for those that are still trying to make Jesus their choice. Hallelujah. Bless them with their understanding and answer the unasked question. Well, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we say that we do love you. We thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your love, your joy, your peace, your hope. The faith, the blessing, the increase of faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Increase, increase in the name of Jesus. Bless us, Father God. Continue to spirit and not after the flesh. Bless us that we may be pleasing to you in Jesus' name. We tell you that we thank you. We love you. Bless Reverend Brian. Continue to bless him. Touch him, Father God, on his job. Bless him to do the things that you have for him. Bless Brother Darrell to be what you have him to be in the name of Jesus. Bless us all, Father God, as we try to run this race for you, Father God. Hallelujah. There will be beneficial of it, Father God, but let us run in the way that you would have us to run, Father God, running our own race, just the path you set out for us. Let us follow that path, hallelujah, each and every man, woman, boy or girl, you sit there in their own path, Father God. Bless us to be just what you would have us to be. Continue to bless them all. And Martha, Blake, thank you for her life, her longevity, her strength, Father. Continue to touch her body, Father God. Hallelujah. Heal her. Bless her spirit in the name of Jesus. And, oh, hallelujah. Bless her daughter, Yolanda. Give her the things that she needs that she may be pleasing in thy sight. In Jesus' name, this was all collectively then one by one. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Thank God. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Jesus.